seconds that we thought about doing this.
You know what? We can leave that for the next episode.
Can leave that for the viewers to decide.
Yes, yes. So, pretty much, I think we've come to the conclusion that in this podcast, we're going to talk about being parents for the first time, right?
Yeah. And being really young.
Yes.
First time parents.
Well, it depends on who you ask. Because if you go to a different country, it's really like, oh, you guys start having kids at 22 or right. 23.
Right. But here, 22, yeah. 23, those are like baby years.
And also, one thing it's like, I would like to put out there that I'm not from here. I'm, of course, I'm legally here, but I'm originally from Venezuela, and you're fully from here.
Yeah.
Raised and born.
I'm from Texas.
Texas.
Born and raised in Texas.
Yes, born and raised in Texas by a McKinney family.
Yes.
Yeah, well, and we recently just had a baby about 5 weeks ago.
5 weeks ago.
Oh no. My math ain't.
9 weeks ago.
Yeah, 9 weeks ago.
9 weeks as of yesterday.
Yes, I'm not sleeping at all.
He's sleep deprived from being a first time parent.
No, I'm thankful that I have a fiance that takes care of our baby.
Okay, so let's dive into it. First question. Mm-hmm. I just thought of this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what mommy brain is?
Uh-huh.
Do you think that there's daddy brain too?
I think so.
Because everybody always says, oh, mommy yes. brain, which is super, super accurate in my case.
Yes.
I feel so dumb these yes. days. Do you disagree?
No. I don't agree. I'm just like, oh, okay, I'm listening.
Yeah, I'm definitely not as smart these days. My mind is only focused on when can I sleep again.
Oh.
Just kidding.
That's true. Like, every time I talk to you, you're like, oh, I wish I could take a nap. But that's understandable. And I remember whenever you were pregnant. By the way, our daughter's name is Mia Bella. She's the most beautiful angel.
Mia Bella Rose.
She's the most beautiful angel ever. She's got blue eyes like her mom, and she's got blonde hair like her mom. So I'm thankful for that. I don't want her to have my looks. I want her to have her mom's.
You're so handsome, though.
Thank you.
She has his gorgeous skin tone and his super cute tiny ears.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. But I do remember whenever... I don't know about the daddy brain.
Yeah.
But I do know that my appetite, it got different. I do remember being hungry all the time because whenever you were pregnant, you were hungry all the time. And I was hungry all the time too. And I remember one day I was with my mom. You were with us after work. And we went to McDonald's.
Last time I was at McDonald's,
it was like what? 7-8 years ago, and wasn't taking care of my eating, and yeah.
I've never eaten like that.
Yeah,
that since was I was like in middle school, and I like didn't gain a pound.
Yeah.
Ever.
It's so funny because whenever we
wait, what does that have to do with the daddy brain?
No. I'm just saying that instead of a daddy brain, I can relate more with the hunger side of being. Pregnant. I wasn't pregnant myself.
Oh, like
but
relating to
yeah,
your
exactly.
partner being pregnant?
Exactly.
I see.
Yeah, so I remember being like, oh, babe, I'm craving McDonald's. I want chicken nuggets and Big Mac.
You think it's because he knew I wouldn't say no.
Yes, and to be healthy, a Diet Coke. My mom was like, what the hell is going on? You're not like this.
Yeah. And... especially towards the end. At the very beginning, I would let myself like only cheat a couple times a week.
Uh-huh.
And then I just started like every single time I would have a craving. I would just go for it.
Mm.
And before if you have a craving that's not good, you're like, okay, let me wait a day.
Yeah.
Because I don't need it. So let me wait a day. If I'm still craving gonna hurt. I'm already gonna put on the pounds. So. Yes.
And I do remember us working out a lot before, like you were like 5-6 months old. 6 months of pregnant. That was crazy.
No, I don't think we started, because before I was pregnant, I was super, super fit. Super.
You still are.
Oh, thank you.
Very sexy.
Thank you.
Let's not get into that because people are going to get distracted. But yeah. Now that we're talking about it, I do remember my brain. Like, I start forgetting about things. I was just like, you talk to me about something, or my mom would talk to me about something, and it was just like, huh? I don't remember saying that.
I think it's because we just have a new priority.
Yes.
Do you want to say hi to the viewers?
By the way, if this podcast gets to be, like, huge and big, all of the proceedings are going to go towards our daughter's funds.
Our daughter's what?
Funds for, like, school and stuff.
Oh, okay. I see. Great idea.
Yes.
What were you talking about? Oh, you forgetting things. Yeah, it's just, there's just a new priority in life. A new thing to add to the brain that you have to focus on. For me, I'm pretty sure the mommy brain comes from all day long only thinking about, like, whenever you're gone at work, only thinking about when's Mia gonna eat next? Does she have a poopy diaper? Am I gonna be able to get her to go to sleep so that I can get up and do something? Or am I gonna be holding her the entire day?
That's true. And every time I'm here, she wants to be held.
Yeah, we're working on it. She's just only 9 weeks old. You look so sleepy.
By the way, she's in the studio today.
You look so sleepy.
The studio is our dining room. We just ate dinner. We're having a good time. We just had Diet Cokes. We're trying to stay slim before our wedding.
Maybe October. We actually had a mimosa and churros today. So we're trying to just have a healthier dinner.
Yes. Well, the good part about it is that we actually ate a paella. That's healthy. We have water. The mimosas were not super healthy, but I mean,
it's just orange juice and champagne.
Yes.
That's nothing crazy.
It's a Friday,
you
know.
A little sugar, it's okay.
Yeah, and we were just celebrating life.
Yeah.
Life is so good. We're blessed by having a beautiful. Well, I'm blessed by having a beautiful daughter, beautiful fiance, which I love to death. I love working. I've loved my family. So I'm just blessed.
Yeah.
How do you feel about life now, babe?
I feel like my life is just complete.
You feel so? You feel that way?
Yeah, I feel like every day I'm like, how did I get so lucky?
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Got an amazing fiance who allows me to stay at home and raise our amazing, beautiful daughter. I mean, shout out to working moms, though.
Yes.
I don't know how they would do it. Can you imagine? Because there's some nights I go to bed at 4 in the morning. And I need to get up 3 hours later because she needs to eat again.
I think about that every single day.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. It must be really hard for them.
Yeah. If it was, say hi.
That's Mia. She's saying hi.
Can you imagine?
Yes.
Like,
well, I can't
going
imagine
to bed at four. I mean, I used to get up at. I mean, I kind of got up a little bit later for my job. Whenever I worked, I got up at 7. But can you imagine? Like, I had Mia and she didn't go to bed till 4 in the morning. I'd be calling in.
Yeah.
But chances are, you're a working mom because you have to be.
Yep.
You know, so you can't call in.
Yep, I agree. 100%.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you imagine being a single mom that just had a baby. Like, imagine how hard that is. If it's hard for both of us, imagine being single.
Yeah.
By yourself, having to work and, like, have time for a baby. So, shout out to them.
Plus, also recovering from birth.
Yeah.
I'm still recovering
yep.
from
some parents are able to like have someone take care of their kids while they're gone, and it's such a blessing like we do have right now that you get to that makes me really happy that Mia gets to stay with her mom all day instead of someone else taking care of her.
Yeah, because chances are if you're working and your child has to be in daycare, that daycare worker is probably seeing your child more than you are. And whenever they're so young and so little, it's just so, I mean, difficult because they're trying to bond with their parents and they're learning all of these things. And then they have to also be taken care of by someone else that doesn't feel as safe as their mom does.
I agree, and it's, we're not saying it's a bad thing to have your kids in a daycare, because I mean, if you have to, you have to. I mean, if you have to, so I know parents that have two or three jobs, and it's really hard. But you have to work, you have to take care of your family, so that's the option you get.
Yeah,
even
it's
though
just
you want to spend the whole day with your kids,
hard.
Yeah, can't imagine. Oh,
uh-oh.
She's having a bad time.
Uh-oh.
I guess that's the end of our episode today, guys. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll
Mia
catch
told
you guys
us
next.
That it's over.
Yes. You want to say, babe, did you introduce yourself to the show?
I don't remember.
I think you should.
Okay. My name's Alexa Hardaway. First time mom here. I'm 23 years old. Super exciting journey that we're on. Oh.
But yeah.
Mia wants us to get off of here.
Thank you guys so much. Emmanuel here. Peace out.